Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's that? Sure, yes, of course. Just leave it at the gate and back the fuck off the yard, yeah? Mom? Get. But I digress. Let's meet our Alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado, Deckmate Colin fan. Are you, in fact, seaworthy?
I am. I spent 8 consecutive months at sea with the Second City doing shows on a cruise ship, but it did take me 2 full weeks to get my sea legs. I was sick almost every day for 2 weeks.
And did you have any accoutrements, like a wristband thing or an ear thing? Or?
No, and I saw everybody wearing that stuff, and I thought I was fucking going to be fine, and I wasn't fine.
Wow. How long were you on the boat? 8 months?
I did 2 boats, but one of the boats was 8 consecutive months.
How large was the quote unquote stateroom you were sleeping in?
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible because every 6 weeks I had to share a room with one of my castmates.
Sure.
So we'd be like very close, just 2 twin beds. And then I'd get my own for a while. And then it's a fucking nightmare. And then I did the Epic, which is the second largest ship at sea, or it was at the time, through Norwegian Cruise Line. And here's this huge ship. And I was given what's called a coffin. You could touch the bathroom, your closet. It's a coffin. Like, you open it, you lay down, and that's it.
First of all, how do you get a bathroom in your coffin? That would be sweet.
It's your shower is also where the toilet is.
How many nights did you spend in the coffin? I'm never going to not be curious about this.
Well, in the coffin, I was there for 4 months. We were doing 15 shows a week, which is a lot. Ooh. In the 8-month one I did, we were only doing 4 shows a week, which is less than 4 hours of work a week.
So if someone asks, have you done time? The answer is yes.
Yes. Although we were paid handsomely and we're in beautiful places. But yes, you do feel like you are locked up.
Please welcome back Jackie Uwe.
Yeah.
Miss Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Have you had your future told? And if so, what about it stayed with you?
Yes, I did have my future told by a man in Santa Monica in a dark room, and he was wearing a kilt. It was aggressive. But the only thing that, you know what actually did, nothing about my fortune telling stayed with me, but my friend was supposed to have twins. And so from the day that we got our fortunes told, I put in when she needed to conceive to figure out when the twins would come. And so I had it on my phone. So months later, I saw the date when she should be, you know, doing it with her husband. I texted her the next day to make sure that she was all good. But she doesn't have twins. So I don't know, kilt man.
Wow. And did you in fact mean the kilt was aggressive or the experience was aggressive?
The man in the kilt and the whole experience is a little aggressive. Yeah.
Copy that. You can't leave your hat on. It's Caroline Cotter. Browntown, what's your dental hygiene like?
Oh, awesome question. I actually really do take care of my teeth, but I also have bad teeth. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I do the flossing, I do the brushing, and sometimes a mouthwash if I'm feeling flush with cash, but I get cavities all the damn time. I have like soft teeth.
Oh, the dreaded soft teeth.
Soft teeth, yeah.
Oh, man. So glad I asked. Hey, there's James Heaney. Heaney, one time, can you play an instrument?
Thank God it's an easy one to answer. Yes, I can play a couple because this is important. The person that told your future in the kilt, are you sure it was Santa Monica and not Venice, A? And B, did he have long gray hair and a ponytail?
Yes, it was.
He's
Venice.
My neighbor. He lives like 2 doors down.
Stop.
He oftentimes does tarot card readings on his front porch.
Stop.
How
stop,
spooky. Stop.
Yeah, he lives. Yes. He lives like 3 doors down, actually. But
what's
yeah.
your address?
22. You know what? I can't say, but it's really close to the beach. And yeah, he does tarot card readings out on his porch. He's a nice guy, actually. Very nice.
Yeah, he's a nice.
But I can't
nice
imagine
fella,
there's
but...
many tarot card readers that have kilts on that are men.
Well, yes.
Yeah. So sorry, that's such a weird world. Had to ask.
I love that.
I'll go ask him what the story is about the twins.
I mean, I hope there's like confidentiality between like a tarot reader and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like don't be telling them about my stuff.
I guess you're right. I guess they probably wouldn't be allowed to tell me.
Have you been a patron of his ever, James?
Me? No, I don't. I honestly, not to knock it at all, but I don't believe in that stuff. I wish I could. I just don't. I had the only time I ever got my tarot cards read was by Vanessa and Jamie at the Dynasty typewriter. And it was all in good fun.
You prefer the all in good fun version. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And last but lace up your own damn running shoes. If you think I'm loose, it's Joey Greer. Larry Hovis, what game show growing up kept your attention for more than, I don't know, a minute?
Is it called Whammy? Like No Whammies? Like that
No, it wasn't called No Whammies. I think it was called Joker's Wild.
Luck.
Pressure Luck.
Pressure Luck. That was so fun. That was so fun. I love they had like the screens going on. Also,
okay, great. Almost all of our scene suggestions are from listener emails and from patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the damn show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the show at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene number one comes from new Patreon VIP, Kyle.
Who
wrote, I think I might have read this one from the last show.
That was the one who Zach Huddleston referred.
Yep, that's the one.
Holy shit. This is what happens when you cut me off.
Here we go. Patron VIP David W., who wrote, "Thanks for brightening up this dismal and totally implausible timeline. I don't know how you do what you do, but keep on doing it. Here's a scene suggestion. Superman has a second secret identity. Stay well. We need you all in peak shape. David W." Sorry, Superman, I think you're my 3 o'clock today. What's going on? Talk to me.
I'm not feeling well.
Okay. Is it something you're comfortable talking about?
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm here.
Okay. Where in your head, body, and soul are you not feeling well?
Heart.
Your heart.
That's easy. That's easy. Yeah, the head's right. Physically, I'm top notch.
Is it safe to say the term "your heart's not in it" could apply?
God, this is why I come. This is why I come here. This is why I come here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've discussed this in the past.
Yeah.
And in the past, one of the ways we worked through this was to simply add another secret identity. So how would you feel about maybe trying that again?
Okay. I hear that. I hear you and I hear the suggestion.
Right.
So my reply would be, what if we got rid of all the secrets? And I was just who it is I'm actually supposed to be.
Okay. So technically, is Superman one of the...
We thought so, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Clark, we thought so. You know?
Not Clark.
Turns out those are both masks. Those are both identities.
Bogus.
Bogus. Bogus, right, as it were. Look,
Kal-El, what was the first name you came in here with?
Yeah, Kal-El.
Let me ask my assistant. Joey, do you remember what is Superman's original name from his planet, Kal-El?
Huh?
Thank you. I can't get confirmation on Kal-El.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm doffing the cape.
Okay. I've always been in favor of a cape doff.
I'm doffing the glasses. When I'm Clark.
Okay.
So today, it's a rebirth.
Joey, I have an appointment for my therapist. I don't know why I have to sit here and wait in the office. My time is here.
What do you mean you don't know why you got to wait to sit in the office?
Listen,
of course you do. Everyone does.
Fighting crime. Okay. I should be out there fighting crime, but I have an appointment for 1:30.
What do you want me to do?
I want to go in and see my therapist. I want my session now.
All right, look.
He's Who's busy. In there that's so important?
You're not going to fucking believe this. Superman. Superman. You're not going to believe this.
Superman. Clark?
Yeah, you're not
going to. Hello?
What? Whoa. What the fuck, it. Dude? You cannot say his other fucking alternate personality.
We're all
whatever
part
the fuck
of the
it
Justice
is.
Justice League Joey. Okay? Tell him it's my turn. Get him out of there.
Look, I can't do that, Batman. Why don't we just do, why don't me and you do like a little quick mini sesh, get the motor going so when you pop in there to see the Dark
Are you
Fever.
Certified?
Yes, I'm certified. I do tarot readings. Fine.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So, how long has it been since your last confession? Your last,
It's not a confession, it's therapy.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. I don't want to be faster than this speeding bullet. I want to be as fast as a falling rose petal. You know? Isn't that allowed? Isn't that allowed?
Yes. And we went through this before. So let's just try it one more time. You're a rose petal. You're falling. You're falling. You're falling. And where do you land?
Jennifer.
Yes.
You've got to find Jennifer.
Oh, Joey, it's Bane. I'm here to see the therapist.
I am so sorry, man. I'm with Batman, right? Know what? There's a lot of shit that you two got to handle. So why don't you two get in here?
No, this isn't good for me. I need to talk to a therapist. Their backlog's getting Bane. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
See, right there. Right there. That's the problem. That's the problem. Actually, I fucking love doing therapy. Okay, so Batman, you and Bane always got issues, right? Physically. You got
back.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry Allegedly. About that. I came to apologize.
Whoa, Did hello, really? Growth.
Did you really?
Are you kidding me?
I did.
Are you kidding me?
I did, Batman. I'm sorry. Look, we've had a rough past.
I'm so sorry. I guess I need a hug, but not a bear hug. Just a regular hug, Bane.
Just a regular hug. Look at this. That's beautiful.
Oh, hi. I'll take a medium coffee, please.
Okay, we
Jennifer.
Only have small or Jennifer. Large, so just choose one of those.
Okay. Large it is. Jennifer, the barista.
Okay, that's $6. Okay.
Okay. It's $6. You probably know me, right? I come in here pretty often.
Hey, Clark.
Give me one second.
Clark, how are you, bud?
Oh, shit. Hey, good.
Hey, how's that report coming on the sports article you're writing about the different size soccer balls? Who the hell knew the MLS was going to come out here and make different size soccer balls?
Hey, listen.
Like, why the hell would they be smaller than what they should be over in Europe? See, that's the thing. That's why it's never going to translate in America. If they're
Jennifer,
making
tinier
balls.
What? You haven't paid for your coffee yet.
Okay, I'll pay. Do you know who I am?
Clark, relax. Jesus Christ.
No, I guess you relax.
I guess your name is Clark because that's what this guy is calling you.
Yeah, look, he's probably going through something with all this crazy shit. He's doing a report on MLS soccer balls. It's
okay,
just
does this
nuts.
Mean anything to,
MLS soccer
does
balls?
Does this mean anything to you?
Yeah, we all got those shirts.
You just have your...
I got one of those, too. I love Superman.
I'm Superman. Well, I was Superman. I want to be your Superman.
Oh, shit. Jennifer,
Excuse
what's
me,
your name?
Sir. Excuse me, sir. Like, get your order and go. Like, I have an order to put in. Can you?
And the line is so long.
It's so long.
Ma'am, have you ever been in love?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But I have a baby.
Is it yours or?
It's my baby. And my baby wants a little Frappuccino right now. So if you could just stop undressing and get to getting it.
I'm sorry. Jennifer, I'll wait. I'll wait till your shift is over.
Clark,
I'm sorry, sir, you're making me feel so uncomfortable.
Clark,
me too.
Clark, whoa!
Oh my God, he's holding up that guy by the neck. What are you doing,
Clark?
Oh my God, let him down. He just.
Yeah, but it's just like, It's like easy to talk to people. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
And I think I don't want to work at the front desk anymore.
Right.
I want to be a therapist.
That's what you want. Yeah.
I've decided.
Okay. So how would you, in a real world situation, how would you tell your employer that that's what you want?
I don't know. I guess if it was like a real world situation, I guess I could kidnap him or her.
Okay, wait. Yeah. That's your go-to, your default, kidnap.
You know what's so funny? I work with so many superheroes and supervillains that like, yeah, in a weird way, yeah.
Right.
You know, I think my superpower is connection and building bridges.
Right.
And
Batman, Bane, hey guys, hey, it's me, Superman. Superman.
What are you doing here?
Not here to fight. Not here to fight.
Neither are we. We're having coffee.
Can I pull up a chair?
Bane, is that all right?
I mean, I guess you can pull up a chair.
Okay. So
we're going to be three now. Okay, what can I get you, tall, dark stranger?
Oh, hi. No, water's fine. Thank you.
Water? Sorry, sir. You have to buy something. I can't charge you for water.
Come on, get something, for God's sakes.
Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, we don't have Diet Coke.
It's not a Coke shop. It's a coffee shop.
Something in the coffee world, in the coffee family?
Yeah. Medium
coffee.
We have
tea.
Place.
Medium coffee?
Yeah.
Do you want it hot or do you want it cold? I mean, get specific, man.
Such a great question.
Yeah. Either's fine. Gentlemen, look, I'm here to talk to you about I had a revelation. What if we stopped with this stuff? Stop wearing these
things. We stopped. Get with the times.
Wait, what?
Get with the time, Soups. We stopped with this stuff. We're having coffee.
Yeah, we're past conflict.
Wow.
But I heard Clark? You tossed a guy through a Starbucks window.
Is that Clark?
There's scene one, everybody. Scene one. Yeah. Oh, buddy boy. Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
So Superman never landed on that identity. He was still searching for it. Still finding it.
Yeah. Yeah, which is great.
Still finding it.
Well, it's all about the journey.
Coming of age, I like that.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Scene 2 is brought to us by an email from Emmanuel from Sweden, who wrote, "Hi, you wonderful people. My most recent scene suggestion didn't cut it because it had to do with you all playing Kevin as a character in a multiverse setting." To my
That's funny.
I think we might have done that scene, though.
To my defense, this was way before you announced you didn't want any more suggestions like that. So
yeah,
anyways,
right.
It doesn't matter. I'm not mad at you anymore. I've got two scene suggestions. Oh, good. Useless superpowers come in handy. Okay, we're probably not doing that. Or what really went down in the 40 years of desert traveling with Moses. I really hope you guys are well, and please, please, all caps, keep up the good work. You're all amazing. And the guests, love them all. Kind regards, Emmanuel Gonzalez, Sweden.
Can we stop again? I just got sand in my shoe.
Stop.
I have a snake in my sandal.
Stop.
It's so hot out here.
All right. So we're stopping.
Stop.
Moses.
What is it now with the questions?
I got snakes in my sandals. I got sand up my butt crack.
Right.
Why are we doing this?
I am hearing a lot of I. This journey is about we.
You know, Moses, you did some really cool magic back there where you parted the seas and stuff. But, like, could we see other magic, too?
Yeah!
Please,
more magic. Like,
don't
make a coin disappear.
Anymore.
Yeah. I have an idea.
Why don't I just pull your happiness out of my ass?
Oh, yeah! Yes!
Yeah, can you smell like a fart?
Pull it.
Okay. I helped free you from the Egypts, and we're wandering for our freedom.
By the way, Moses. On that, like, I don't know if I would have left had I known that we had this long walk ahead of us. Like, sure, it sucked there, but at least we could, like, chill and, like, play cards and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like cardio.
Yeah.
All right. And we've been in the sun for far too long. I couldn't agree. However, the Egyptians had enslaved.
You got it that time, Moses.
Right?
Listen, I was helping build the pyramids, okay? Yeah, it was hard work, but they gave us a kind of structure, okay? And maybe we just need that again. Yeah, well, it was a little effed, you know what I mean? But hey, come on, huh? I mean, we got bread he once
has,
in a while.
I think he has Stockholm Syndrome is kind of the vibe with him, you know what I mean?
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So a lot of us died. A lot of us died. We're gonna die. You know what I mean? Come on, look. All I'm saying is maybe we go back and say that we fucked it up.
So we've been at this journey now for 38 years. And what if I told you there was only 2 more years left?
You've been really? Saying that every goddamn year. You've been saying that every goddamn year.
No, I'm not taking your word anymore. I demand you talk to the big guy. We want to hear him. We want
to
hear the
go
big
up
guy
that
speak.
Mountain. Go up that mountain and you talk to him, man.
You want me to go back to the burning bush? This is what you want?
No.
Yeah,
the mountain.
Go back to the burning bush.
The mountain's right there also, and it looks like there's a bush on fire there.
Where is it, God? Somebody should go with him.
There's no reason to get hostile, really.
I'll go with him.
I also like magic.
Yeah, let's all go.
Let's all go.
Move it. This God guy too.
Okay, this is what we had in year 17. We're not all going to talk to God. You understand?
Why not?
God chose to speak to me.
What, does God got other stuff to do?
Who goes there?
All right, this is for me. I gotta take this. This is for me.
It's on speaker. It's on speakerphone from heaven.
We go there. God.
What's up, Moses?
Hey, I know it's been a while. Listen, they're up my ass again for happiness. And, you know, it's 38 years now. And the question is not completely out of selfish regard. Mm. What are we looking at here on this journey with 38
mm-hmm.
years in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just proposed to them, what if it was only 2 more years? Just a round up to 40. But if we could get a straight skinny from the big man.
Look, Moses, you and I are straight. You know what I mean? We're good. Maybe it's time I talk. I hear from the people. Maybe they need to hear me. All right, everybody.
I should step back.
Relax.
All right.
Relax.
It's an open field of questions. Raise your hand. Do
Let's
it orderly,
go. Let's
please.
Go. Here we go. Here we go.
Question?
Yes.
Question?
Yes.
Question?
Yes. Question?
Can you send some more of that mana stuff down?
Yep. Done. Next. Who's next? Next.
Hey, look. Question. Hey, God. So, look, I've been hearing some rumblings about your son, Jesus, and about how he's able to turn water into wine. And, you know, I don't know if that's supposed to happen later or if it already happened. Because, you know
it's
what I
later.
Mean?
It's later.
Is it later? You know,
a lot later.
Something tells me there could be something about, I don't know, 2 fish. You know, making a fish for all of us because I'm pretty hungry out here. I'm just here for the magic.
Okay,
I love
okay.
Fish.
Okay, what is it you want specifically? You want fish?
I want fish and wine.
Fish and wine.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go.
Ew, wow, it's raining.
Look at the fish.
Yeah, you,
this is going.
You have some questions about the homily I gave? Well, what's going on?
Yeah, Father, first of all, it was 4.5 hours long, and you were just kind of rambling the whole time about Moses with like a bunch of followers who you described as like annoying assholes. Okay. And just, you know, I have my family with me in church, and that's not the kind of language we hear. And I also, that's just an interpretation of the Bible I've never heard before.
Right. Look, I'm 22. I'm a young priest.
I know you're a young priest. That's your whole thing. You photoshopped the thing of young Pope and you put young priest with your face imposed on Jude Law's body. I know that's like your shtick. That's your branding. I get it.
Yeah, it's also the body of Jude Law from Sherlock Holmes, which I thought was a little fun just to kind of like.
I know. And I noticed that. It's a little Easter egg within the Easter
Oh, great.
Egg.
So you know Easter eggs. That's
I
great.
I know Easter eggs.
Okay, great. You're just older, yeah. So I didn't know. But I,
excuse me?
You know,
I'm 23.
Yeah, you're older. I wasn't wrong.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, what?
You look older is what I'm saying. So, like,
I've never. I suntan without suntan lotion, so I've gotten wrinkles.
Look, here. I can tell when I look at you and look, your kids were conceived lovelessly. Okay, there wasn't any love when you
oh
made this.
Oh my God! All right, what the hell?
I'm a young priest. I can tell these things. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just the facts of it. You got a kid and there's no love. You didn't love. There's no love. All right.
I love and my husband very much.
Sure. But look, what I'm trying to say is when.
All right. Listen up, old priests. Listen up, old priests. We got the new hot shots coming in today. I mean,
yeah. We don't need any new hot shots.
I know, but he's making some waves. He's making some waves.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's making waves.
Yeah, exactly. But he's getting people. You know, he's got 88,000 followers on Instagram.
Well, you know, he's very handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably bought him.
Hey, I don't know. But listen, he's coming in to speak to us. He's gonna catch us up on what's going on in his parish and
bring him in.
All right.
Hey guys, okay, now check it out. We're gonna go into the inner chamber where all the older priests are at, and we're gonna see what it's like talking to them, and maybe we can bring them up to speed on what's happening in our neck of the woods. Come on, guys.
Hey, we'll see you now. Blessed be him.
Are you all right?
Yeah, blessed.
Just a blessed fly.
It's just flies around here. Okay.
Oh, well, so, you know what? There's the issue right there. You guys got a lot of hamburger meat just left out.
This is good hamburger meat. We're making food later with it.
Order up.
How much later?
Well, as it's starting now, so probably within the next 30, 40 minutes.
That meat smells rancid. I wouldn't cook with that meat.
We're going to cook it above the
top. All right. This is not an argument.
He's fighting with me.
I know.
That new guy fill us in.
All right, on ABC News at Night, the biggest breaking story today for me and my co-anchor is that all of the old priests in the district have died from food poisoning. Their bodies were found by the young priest who did it on Instagram.
Stretch it. Just read.
Stretch it. On Instagram Live. He had everything on Instagram Live. And normally at this point, as faithful viewers
of the show know. You're sweating like crazy.
We usually take...
Does she have food poisoning?
We usually take a break for the commercial.
A lot.
But I'm going through it. I'm stretching it out. I'm not supposed to say that part, but so if you
go to a guest
today, what?
Go to a guest.
Yeah, I'll take another one. Jeez. All right, kids, can you calm down for a second? What are you talking about? That we had a loveless. We made our kids lovelessly. What do you mean? What the hell are you talking about?
The young priest told me when I went to speak to him after the insane homily he delivered.
Where did the kids go? They were just here.
They went
just
to the backyard. They went out the dog door to the backyard.
Yeah, we all went out the dog door to the backyard.
Well, except for you, honey. You want to be an adult again?
I mean, I like when I get to play an adult, but I'll just go out to the backyard. I'm going. Well,
honey, we see you pretending to walk but staying in the same place. You can hang out with the adults. It's okay.
Yeah, if you want to pretend to be an adult, okay? Come on.
Okay, cool. Honey.
Do you want a beer?
Yeah!
All right, let's get you a beer.
Dan.
What?
At least give her no duels. She's chugging a Miller Lite.
Good.
It's not good.
What do you mean? She's a fun adult.
No, she's not. She's 7 years old, Dan. She shouldn't be chugging beer.
She's pretending to be an adult. What do you want me to do?
Well, not now if you're feeding her beer. She's eating the can. Honey, don't eat the can. Honey, that's metal.
Adults recycle.
No, not in their body. Oh my god!
This is classic your side of the family.
Oh my god!
Now look, I gotta say, you look a little young, but you got a briefcase full of cash. So any Mustang you want, it's yours.
Okay.
All right, you just go ahead and pick the color, and I will have it cleaned up for you.
Well, my favorite color is blue, but last week it was green. But I'm kind of feeling yellow, so can I get all of those?
Okay. What did you how old are you again?
I'm 48.
What are you doing this evening?
Tonight I'm doing taxes and visiting the HOA.
Oh god, HOA, tell me about it. All right, well listen, I'm gonna write you up here. I'm gonna get together your little invoice. My number is gonna be on that. That's my personal number now. If you have any problems with any of the cars you bought, you just you give old Bob a call.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, honey. So you said you have a play date for tonight at the house?
Yeah, I'm not Bob today. He's real nice. He's going to bring me my car, and he said he'd help me with my taxes and me visiting the HOA. Emphasis okay. on the H and the O. That Bob guy.
Sure, honey. Okay, and he's coming over now.
Where's the beer?
He said six. What?
Yeah.
The beer.
Get the, oh, my God. your daughter drank it. Hi.
Hi, how do you do? Bob.
And you're here to play with my seven-year-old daughter?
Hey, Bab.
Oh, hey. Wow, you look beautiful. I brought you these.
I'm sorry. I cannot let this happen.
Where the hell? What is it?
Who are you?
I'm just trying to hang out with this fun adult here.
You have a pedophile who what? Come my wife? Our daughter.
Excuse me?
Mom, I don't want to have a loveless marriage like you and Dad, okay? Let me have a play date.
I got to call Batman.
For what? Hold on. What's going on here?
This is a private line. Who is this?
Batman. It's me. It's me, Juzu.
Oh, okay.
Look, I know I haven't been part of the Justice League in a long time, okay?
You were never officially a part. It was an audition.
Shut up! Fuck yourself! Fuck yourself! Okay, yes, I was, okay? Look, I need your help. I need you to come down and beat the shit out of some guy, all right?
It's going to have to be for something more important than just some almost Justice Leaguer asking me to beat the shit out of some guy.
Look, some fucking dude who works at the Mustang shop, and I know that because his goddamn polo says Mustang shop on there, okay? He's coming down here, and he wants to drink all my fucking beer. So you got to kick this guy's ass for me, all right?
Listen, Jazulu, you can't just be calling me on here for kicking somebody's ass for drinking beer.
Okay, well, thank you for explaining. I see the mix-up here, but you, ma'am... May I just say, you are beautiful. Not the daughter. Not you. Missy, I've learned your age from your
you
mom.
You were looking... I'm sorry. You're just making eye contact with my daughter when you said you're beautiful. So I didn't know. forgive me for thinking you're talking to my daughter.
I'm talking to you.
Can you say it again while maintaining eye contact with me?
Look, this play date's over. Okay? I didn't know your real age. Your mom told me everything, and your mom is... You know, well, just beautiful ladies in the house is all I'm saying.
She made me!
And when we think about it, we understand that the Bible isn't only something that, hey, you guess what? You can't stream the Bible, right? I can't go on to the Bible and say, how many followers do I have? But if we look at the Bible, we're going to see the first influencers ever in history. I mean, look.
Amen.
Hey, man. This is a Catholic Amen. Fucking church.
Hey, man.
Speak out. This Amen. Is a Catholic church, okay? This isn't a Protestant fucking church, okay? It's a Catholic church. So show some fucking respect and don't call out, you dumb shits.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Father Tim, thanks for coming in. Yeah, I just, real brief, just got a couple of, I don't want to call them complaints.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Sort of,
my AirPods were in.
Sharings. Yeah, if I could just get your attention for a second. Some of the folks in your parish have mentioned, I don't want to say complaining, that you're a little loose at the pulpit.
Loosey goose.
Right. The F-bombs. Can we talk about the F-bombs just for a second?
Faith?
Yeah, sure. Faith. And faith, and there's another F-bomb that apparently is just flying out of you whenever you feel like it. And in church, in front of your congregation. I'm just curious.
Freedom?
Nope. That's not the one we're looking for. Sounds like duck.
Now, look, Father Donald, I think your interview with the young priest went poorly because of you. I read over
because
the transcripts. Yeah, read the transcripts. We had this place bugged. You were so casual with him at top, saying they're not complaints, just felt very, very, you didn't get to it. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy is saying fuck all over the place. You know what
so
I mean?
So confrontation. You wanted confrontation.
I wanted results. I wanted results.
Right.
I won't say
and
it anymore.
You shouldn't drink other people's beer.
Oh, God, you wrong guy, you fucking idiot. Batman, what? You dumb shit. I called you. Dude. You fucking idiot. God
sorry,
damn
I didn't
it.
Recognize you out of outfit.
Jesus.
Okay, are you all right?
No, I'm not okay. You kicked my fucking ribs. My ribs are piercing
those
my
ribs
lungs.
Broken.
My lungs are filled
ribs.
Up with blood.
No, you're fine. Okay,
Batman.
Okay.
Batman, make me one wish. You can grant wishes. Make me a wish.
I don't have superpowers. I'm just a Superman. But Batman, not Superman. What?
Batman, grant me one wish. You can grant wishes.
I'll do my best.
Grant me one wish.
Okay, what's your wish?
You shut up forever, you piece of shit.
I'm not granting that wish.
Okay, Moses, you brought us up to this hill, so, you know, shit or get off the pot. I mean, show us a little something, because
come on, what's going on?
For, like, 38 years.
Ask the Lord whatever you'd like. Just be orderly, raise your hand, and he'll take your questions.
I want him to stop. Get us out of this damn desert. It's hot as nut.
Yeah, don't tell me. Address him directly.
Okay.
Did you say it's hot as nut?
Yeah. It's hot as nut in this desert. Can you please?
Prove her wrong, God.
Yeah, prove me wrong. Also, like, what's the deal? You know what I mean? Why are we just walking through the desert? What are we walking towards? It's been 38 years.
That's the truth. Yeah. That's the question.
Stretch it out.
Okay, it's been a really long time. It's been 38 mm-hmm. years. It feels like we're just walking in circles around the desert. You would think after a certain number of years, we would maybe come to an oasis or a small village or something like that. So is this
name
hell?
Some more places you might see on the stop. Name
okay,
some more
okay.
places.
Like an animal carcass. Great. Perhaps
word association. Word association. Just jump
travel,
from there.
Gavel, judge, court, jail. Prison.
How the fuck are these places you see in the desert? What is this? Huh? Like
two years. It's been 2 years, everybody. It's been 2 years. You've been speaking for 2 years. Congratulations. 40 years is up. Have at it. This place
welcome
is called
to the Promised Land.
Oh, this place is called up. This is Altadena, California. Go nuts.
You're
go
all
nuts.
The way from Egypt.
And that is scene two. Altadena, California, a.k.a. the Promised Land. Scene three is brought to us today from patron VIP Connor, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, huge fan of you and all the alchemists. Voice time, long time. So thanks for hearing me out here. I sent an email on this one, but my grammar and typing skills are such dog shit that it must have sent to directly to spam. Tell Craig I'm sorry and I'm learning." Okay, my scene suggestion, the drummer is late to the gig. Much love to you and all, Connor, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, I haven't seen him, but do we really seen the drummer? Need a drummer?
Looking for the drummer.
I feel like we could just, like, we could just get a drum machine.
Yeah. We hired a band, and the band calls for a drummer. So do let us know when your drummer arrives. You're set to go on
a really good set if we don't
after
have
two
a
more
drum.
Acts.
What are you saying? Like what are you saying, mate? You can guarantee a good set. I'm sorry, sir. We'll handle this, no problem. We'll see you in a moment. We'll see you in a moment. Yeah, we'll. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What the fuck are you saying? We'll guarantee a good set drummer.
Without a drummer. It's the whole
we
fucking
can't
percussion,
lose
you dumb
this gig. We can't lose this gig, all right? I don't know if we're going to see the drummer. I don't think Gary's coming back.
Wait, here's my thing I want to say is like your solution for this is to get a drum machine. How will we get that in 40 minutes? Not a really
there's
good solution.
There's a Best Buy not that far away. The drum machine.
So who's going to go get it? Who's going to get pick up the
I'll go
drum
get it. I'll go get it.
You can't. Mate, you got to tune your bass because you're always off key.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll just play a little extra slap with my bass.
Mike, look, mate. We what? All know you're Italian. You don't have to do this accent.
I'm not right? Italian. I'm not Italian. Would you please?
You are Italian.
Mate, you're fucking Italian,
Italy.
Mate.
We met
you're
you
Italian.
Italy.
I met you in Italy.
Hey, Karen. Sorry to pull you off the floor here at Best Buy.
Oh, no big deal, man. I already talked.
It is a big deal, and you probably know what I'm going to say.
Oh, no, I'm just ready to talk. You know, I haven't been talking to anybody for a while. What's going on,
that's
Jim?
Part of the issue, Karen, it's your numbers. You're not moving big equipment.
Big equipment's kind of hard to move.
It is. And I'll give you that. And I've been giving you that for months now, you know? I mean, Paul, he sold a laser maker. You know what I mean?
And that's, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Is this what we're talking about? This is what they're talking about on the news now. Is sexism? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, shit. No, you're... No, I didn't... that wasn't... that wasn't I gotta go. You're great.
Well, I guess you don't want to talk anymore, do you, Jim?
No, I'm fine. I just... keep up the good work.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just looking for a laser maker. I'm looking for a thing to make a laser.
Oh, we don't have that here.
You don't have that?
No, but Paul might. I don't know.
Hey, a guy might have that? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I hate to cut in on this, but did I...
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry.
Looking for a laser maker?
Hey, buddy. Yeah. Please get the hell away from me. You're sweating like crazy. Give me some space. I'm talking to the young woman.
I work here at Best Buy.
Oh, you...
Hey, I got this one, Tommy. Hey, fella, you looking for a laser maker?
What the fuck is going on here? Look, man, I was...
You looking for a laser maker, or aren't you?
I'm looking for someone that makes a laser. I'll just go on Amazon. Honestly, this is just too weird.
Sounds like sexism to me.
Sounds like sexism? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just here on the floor, but it sounds like sexism to me.
Can you... By me wanting to go to Amazon instead of Best Buy? That's sexism? I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't know the definition of sexism, but it sounds like it might be happening right in here. I watched the news.
No, it's not what I wanted. I don't, you know what? Maybe,
hey, fella,
forget it.
Fella, your shit just got me too. All right. You need to deal with this right now.
All right. I'll buy it. Whatever you have, I'll buy it.
All right. I got this really nice toaster. Okay. It's a Breville toaster. It can take about 4 pieces of toast at one time, or you can do 2 bagels and a sandwich. Get it ready. It's not a big item, but it's pretty small, and that's my specialty. You want
it? Yeah. I'll take it. Dude, $12,000?
Okay. So you have the final thing to make the laser. All right. We have this laser. It's going to save the world. So you said you bought it. So let's put it up. Cog in the machine to save Earth.
Hold on. Can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, Best Buy's tweeting. Guys, Best Buy is tweeting right now. It's crazy.
So everyone off your phone. Everyone off your phone.
What?
Is this a laser
right. thing or what? Is this because of the lasers?
Is it a laser? Also, I'm the boss. Why are you telling everyone to get off the phone?
I got a toaster here. So why don't we just take a second to enjoy the toaster if anyone
Congrats
has a bagel?
Congrats on the toaster, but where's the laser maker we sent you to Best Buy for?
I think we should all have a nice toasted sandwich before we talk about the laser.
Okay.
Well, my phone is...
Did you get the laser maker?
I got a toaster. And I think that's good enough.
Guys, I know I'm just the janitor here, but fucking my phone's blowing up for real. So Best Buy is knocking on somebody hard, and they're saying they're going to cancel this motherfucker anywhere he goes.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Everybody, okay. Wait, I think
Earth
the best
is about
thing...
to be doomed. We needed a laser maker.
Yeah, well, you know what the Earth needs? Maybe Earth needs a crunchy sandwich. Uh-huh. Let's toast up some buns. Let's get some cheese on there. Let's enjoy a hammy. Uh-huh.
Yes, I think we all agree that we want toasted sandwiches, but at the same time, we would like to save Earth, okay?
What happened to Quiznos? You don't hear much about Quiznos. They did the toasted sub, am I right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Whoever's Twitter handle is laser before lazy is just getting fucking reamed.
Wait, that's you.
Huh? I think
you're
that might
laser
be
laser before lazy.
You're laser people.
Well, hey, look. Some shit's gonna come out about me that happened at Best Buy, and I just wanted to tell you all my followers before you heard it from me. I want to be transparent.
I'm not a follower.
We're not your followers. We're your colleagues. And I'm your boss. We're all your superiors here.
You're dead last in the line.
Yeah, hey, you're the intern. You're the janitorial intern.
Yeah, right. And listen, as your boss, so to speak, I would urge you to go live right now on whatever social media you have and clear this up. Just go live. Don't run from it, man.
Okay. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Let me turn on whatever part this is. Is this part of the laser?
Yeah! Oh, my. Well, fuck. He's dead.
All right, look, I found somebody who can be drumming for us, all right? I think this guy is going to be top-notch. I think he's going to do it the way he's supposed to do it, and he's going to drum it all up, all right?
Okay,
now, look,
fine.
Just... Give him a second. You're from Italy, mate.
I'm all from Italy. Why don't you just stop it? I met you in Italy, and I don't always say that you're Italian.
Yeah, because it's offensive.
We're from England. You understand? Yeah,
what you're doing is offensive, mate. It's offensive to us. It hurts our feelings, mate. We've told you this.
I've told you it hurts my feelings when you say that. Not that there's anything wrong with being Italian. I'm English.
Seems like your tongue's trying to escape from your mouth.
I have a peanut allergy.
They stop eating peanuts, mate.
You've been going to town on the peanut M&Ms. Why would you do that?
Just introduce the drummer.
Oh my God.
Just checking in again. Have you all found your drummer yet?
No. Yeah, mate. Yes, sir. We have. Yes, sir. We actually, so it's all good. So.
Yeah. Where is he?
He's actually just is doing a little dramatic entrance for us. So he hasn't popped in yet. He's actually in the he's in the washroom right now, just about to pop out. So
right, so I stop by and you play me like a fool like that. Is that what it is?
No.
He's in the washer.
Yeah.
Right. What's the difference between that and we haven't fucking found a drummer yet?
Well, one is there is no one, and then the other one is we do have a guy, and he's just in the bathroom, maybe doing another two, maybe
wrong.
Doing...
The answer is nothing. There's nothing different.
What do you mean? No, there's a clear difference. She said that out. Yeah,
we have a person.
Yeah. Right, but unless we're standing in the washer with him, with his ding-a-wing hat, I don't know who's there, do I?
What the fuck?
Why are you coming in so hot? We've got a guy. What happened?
Because you're on stage in 31 minutes. That's why, mate.
Mate, that's the strangest object permanence I've ever heard in my life. You need to see the dealing to see if they're real. It makes no sense. It doesn't. I'm here, my pee-pee's inside my pants, mate.
You're saying to me that you've got a bloke, a drummer, and he's in the wash. Don't tell me that he actually exists. Now, does
he? He does.
Right. He's about to pop out.
It does
is it
exist.
Being dragged?
I can tell you.
Flush. I'll be back in 7 minutes.
Oh, he left. He's going to miss it. Everyone be quiet before he comes out.
Are we trying to scare him?
What, mate? Just speak in Italian accent, mate. I don't understand.
I said, are we trying to scare him?
Flush.
Oh, no. Sounds like he did a water breaker or something in there.
Yeah, it must be a big old turd.
All right, I hear it. All right, sorry, I did it number two. I apologize. I'm here to drum.
You must be from the same place I'm from.
Yes, me. I think I'm ready to go on now that I've emptied up my bowels.
Yeah, it sounds like you had to do quite a few flushes in there to get
my
it down.
My God, mate, it's really seeping through. I mean,
why
I know
the... Shut the door. Why don't you just shut the door behind you?
Now leave it open. I like to smell it when I'm drumming. It keeps me on beat.
My God.
The smell of your shit keeps you on tempo.
Yeah, it keeps me in, you know, it keeps my equilibrium all in alignment.
Look, we have to just deal with this. We don't have another drummer. We got to let this smell kind of seep through the entire venue.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the reckoning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're the reckoning. we're the reckoning.
Right.
My God.
Oh my we're the God. Fucking reckoning.
He's got COVID.
No, mate, don't get COVID. It's just a fucking shit smell. It's
all stinks.
Oh, fucking hell. All right. We're the reckoning.
Yeah, that's right. I shot before the show, so we're going to have a good show tonight because I laid it all out. Yeah, fuck yeah. Rock.
Welcome back to ABC Eyewitness News at 9. Another bad piece of news.
Stretch it out.
This bad piece of news.
Don't laugh off bad piece of news.
Stop laughing.
Lean into it.
Stop laughing.
I'm laughing because otherwise I'd be crying, ladies and gentlemen.
Then cry. That's better than laughing. Crying is more perfect.
Tell them what happened.
A rock venue.
You got
read
this.
The prompter. Don't make it up. Just read the prompter.
Stretch it. No silence. Use your words.
A rock venue.
He's got COVID. Rob's got COVID.
Had a really bad night tonight when the entire club filled with vomit.
Oh my God.
filled with vomit.
Okay, well, your passport here says Italian, and
it's because that's where I picked up my passport. I picked it up in Italy, but it's I'm not Italian. You can tell I'm not Italian.
What do you mean I can tell you're not Italian? And
listen to my voice, do I say?
Yeah, we got one right here. Can we just get, we got to check this guy here. Just bring him in the back. Sir, you're going to have to come with us.
I've got a gig that I've got to get to. Oh, wait. Okay.
Sir, come with us.
All right.
Yeah, all right, remove your clothes, please. Great, remove your clothes, please.
Okay, it's me. I got a, there's a little thing I got to say, okay? I'm very sorry about the, I'm in a band, and it's important that they don't know that I'm really Italian, okay?
Holy crap, his penis has got an Italian accent.
Holy shit.
Oh, hold on a second.
That's crazy.
What band?
Yeah, what band are you in, little guy?
If, you know what? I'm afraid that if I say the band's name now, it'll get back to them.
Don't be afraid. We'd love to hear it.
No, I really do prefer not to say it.
Is what it The Reckoning? It's The Reckoning, isn't it?
It's The Reckoning.
The Reckoning. Thank you. Thanks for making it awkward. Please don't tell them that I'm Italian. I think I've hit it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking hear that, right? He's an Italian. You hear that? You hear his accent? His accent was so bad. Of course, he had to be Italian.
Calm down. We know you're Italian too. It's all right. Look, relax
it's
with
okay.
it. It's
okay. We
a problem.
Don't care if you're Italian. We don't care. I don't know why you guys are so
flush.
Who else is in the bathroom there?
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna come out of the bathroom.
It stinks in there. Ugh. But it's going to keep us all on tempo in my bass bassy. Oh.
That's our show for today. Oh, baby. We will try to share with you our happy ending. Our happy ending. Man, oh, man. That was spectacular.
Oh, that was funny.
We had a visual in the Zoom, folks, that indicated as James was weirdly wrapping it up, he lost connection. And did anyone pick up what that sentence actually said? Or is it just connection?
Lost connection.
Yeah.
I think it said good accent.
I think it said number one tech guy.
Let's thank our alchemist. Jackie Way, thank you so much for coming back. What a great joy.
Of course.
Hope you had fun.
Ready to do accents whenever. I can do them all. So.
Yeah. I saw your resume, 9 accents. You just listed the number. You didn't list what they actually were.
Exactly. I like to keep it a surprise. So.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to plug or mention or where folks can find you?
Yeah, I actually updated my Instagram handle, so it's my real name. You can find me on Instagram at Jacqueline_Uwe, JACKLYN_UWEH.
Thank you for that. Check her out. Caroline Connor?
Yeah.
Any closer to drive across the country?
Huh?
Any closer to driving across the country?
No, I'm still looking to get into a car and drive across country. So if anyone has any tips or any ways that I could get there.
Yeah. Or if they have a car.
Into a car. Yeah.
Anybody out there has a car and wants to drive with Caroline across the country, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to forward those emails to you, Caroline. You
Thank
can
you.
choose your mystery co-pilot.
Thank you.
Chris Alvarado. As
Caroline,
always, thank you.
Thank you. Caroline, don't just drive to like Santa Barbara and back. That'll satisfy your need for the open road. You don't want to go do the whole thing.
It's not that far.
The country?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, think about it.
I've heard tell that the drive back is a little more easy.
Shorter on the way back.
Yeah, that whole
You're going against the rotation.
It's not five days. It's not 5 days. It's more like 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've never driven across the country before, Caroline?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. Anybody in the group?
Yeah, twice.
I've done it so many times I can't count.
We're talking coast to coast, right?
I've driven coast to coast before, but typically I only drive to Chicago. From LA, which is pretty
It's not what he asked, James. It's not what
How
he
long
asked.
Does that take you?
I just did it a week ago, and it took me a little over 3 days. I could go faster if I was riding solo.
That's so fast.
That's great. And James, thank you also for being here.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you again next week. Is there anything you want folks to know about between now and then?
Well, now that I'm back from my trip, a brief news brief is going to be releasing bi-weekly episodes, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can get that almost anywhere that you get podcasts.
And by almost. Bi-weekly, of course, you mean?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Thank you.
Oh. Right? I was like, a fortnight.
Yeah. Is there a different way? Is that not what bi-weekly
is? No, actually.
Bi-weekly is every other week, I thought.
No, it can be both, which is confusing. I looked this up recently, and it says it can be twice a week or twice a month, which is annoying.
Scary. That's the great English language. Nothing worse. Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. You'll let us know when you find your shoes?
You'll know when I know.
Well, that's all I'm asking.
You'll know when I know.
All right, Jebby Griever. let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Thank you all. Write to us. Write a review. Be more involved in the show however you would like to. We'd love to hear from you. Write to your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Until next time, look out for each other. Let's have each other's backs. Wear your masks, please. We will get through this, so they say. Until next time,
Alchemy! Woohoo!